At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
We were going to have Jamie on earlier this morning, who is looking for a police officer that she met last week that she would like to meet again.
Yeah, it was a traffic cop love lost and found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing. I mean, we've done this for years and years now.
Yeah, because in any situation, regardless of where you are, you have a connection with somebody, some kind of chemistry, but for whatever reason, you end up leaving the situation without exchanging phone numbers. And so that's why we do Love, Lost, and Found, where you contact us, let us know who the person was, the description, if you don't know their name, and where you were and everything. And we try to go to the Burt Show community and find that match and find the person. And in this case, it has to do with the traffic cop.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I just got nervous all of a sudden.
You did? You're cool.
Okay, good.
Let's work on finding this cop for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so
we didn't actually meet.
We haven't met.
We met through glass, so to speak.
So he pulled you over then, right?
No, I was hoping he would catch my expired tags, but he was actually in front of my car.
All right, so what happened and where did all this happen?
Okay, I was coming home from a meeting. I had a business associate with me in my car, so I couldn't really catcall or roll down the window and get his number.
Is that something you would normally do?
I was at the corner of Lenox Road in Piedmont, and I was taking a left, and I was going to try to run the light. I was chuckling at Jessica's story this morning because I was going to do that, but I got stopped on the crosswalk. It turned red, and I look over to the right, and there's these two cops. You know, I think it was about 5:45, and it's like I think they were either showing up for work or, you know, how, like, they direct traffic and make sure that people don't run the lights. But I was sitting on the crosswalk, so I thought, my first thought was, oh, I'm about to get fussed at. And then we kind of locked eyes, and I smiled at him, and I looked at my friend Amy, and I go, ooh, he's cute. And then I think he read my lips because he kind of flashed, like, a $1 million smile. He was very handsome. And then I kind of, you know, backed up and let him, you know, cross to the other side of the street and... So he's directing traffic, and we were looking for a ring, but he had those neon gloves on. So we were like,
those are hot. We all wear those in studio.
He's forgotten anything.
So you can't tell if he's married or not because he's wearing those traffic gloves.
Yeah, but we were looking for sure.
You know, women say they love a man in a traffic glove.
That's what they say.
I do not. I'm a big fan. He's directing traffic. You know that light is pretty long there. Mm-hmm. I was taking a left onto Piedmont. It's right there at the Business Chronicle building. And he kind of, we had to laugh because he struck this GQ pose with his back to us, like he had his hand on his hip and was kind of directing traffic like with one hand. And, you know, we had to laugh at that because, I don't know, it just didn't look natural. But it was cute at any rate. So I think that he was trying to impress me.
Yeah, he was kind of strutting his stuff for you.
It was.
The police inviting look, like, yeah. Okay.
He's very handsome. If I had to describe him, I would say he's probably 5'10", 11-ish. I don't know that he was 6 feet. He wasn't all that tall. Light-skinned African-American guy. Beautiful smile. He had the hat on. He was in the full gear. Looked really nice. And I actually saw him there a couple days later. He was eating a pack of nuts.
I can tell this is going in a different direction.
Yeah. Is that some weird cop code or something for some weird DVD?
He probably didn't need that information, but he was really cute. Striking.
But don't you think he works there
regularly?
Yeah, so can't you just go back?
Probably, but, you know, I don't live in that area of town, so I just, I don't know. I was mentioned it to Jen, and she was like, hey.
I was like, let's do Traffic Cop Love Lost and Found.
Yeah. Well, here's what we need to do then. It's probably focusing less on what he looks like and probably more if you're a police officer that knows or has access to who was on that shift that day at 5:45.
Right.
Yeah. There's two of them.
There's two of them. There's the guy in his nuts and the other guy.
Well, do you really want
to do it?
Let me ask you a question. There's two guys, do you want to be the guy eating the nuts or the guy not? Because that means you're the
nutless guy.
Yes.
You don't want to be the nutless cop.
Right.
In this case, we're looking for the guy.
And you realize that he may not like you now just because you told all of his cop coworkers that he struck a very unnatural one-handed GQ traffic directing pose, which I imagine is like...
He knew he was doing it. Because even my friend Amy, who was in the car, was like, oh, no, he didn't. And I was like, look at that. It didn't matter, though. It was just too funny, and he was really cute.
This may be the fastest Love Lost and Found we have ever done.
Seriously.
We are hot on the police officer with the nuts.
Nice.
Hey, when he was eating his nuts, did he have his neon glove on, or was he gloveless? Was he gloveless nut eating?
I didn't notice at that point.
All right, we are looking for a striking police officer, 5'10", 5'11". You said light-skinned African-American.
Right.
It was at 5:45.
Roughly. I don't exactly remember, but around then.
Lenox and Piedmont.
And he had a very bright green neon triangle on the palm of his hand.
And you couldn't miss his nuts.
Sorry, I mentioned the nuts.
Hey, Timothy, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad.
Can you give us a lead here?
Well, yeah, it's only obviously two officers that worked at, and I'm one of the ones that set up the job. So,
it's your job to assign the police officers to that intersection?
I'm the one that called the gentleman you're referring to and informed him about the job.
So you know who he is?
Yes. Well, there's one or two people, but I'm pretty sure I know which one she's referring to.
Does he get a lot of calls like this?
No, not that I'm aware of. But
well, the first question that we need to know: do you know him intimately enough to know if he is married or not?
No, he's actually not married.
He's
no,
not married. Booyah! Okay.
Do you know if he would be opening? Would he be? Do you know him well enough to know if he's open to sharing his nuts?
It's always a possibility.
Okay. All right. So, how do we want to do this? Do we want to get a phone number from you? Can we get in direct contact with him? Can you provide us with his name? Maybe we can announce it and have him call in. How can we do that?
Can you bring him to us? Can you put him in the trunk of your car and deliver him here to the radio station?
With nuts?
Can't guarantee the nuts, but maybe he can work something out with you guys off the air.
We would certainly like a lead to at least call him off the air and see if he's interested in coming on.
Timmy, this is awesome.
Yeah, this is happening quick.
I'm pretty excited.
So we're trying to get this cop on. And Timothy's running into a little bit of a roadblock. Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, Kevin, I forgot. Happy New
Year. It's a little bit of a problem. Got his voicemail, so I'm sure he might be busy on a call, but...
Can't you read? Do you guys have a CB or something?
I don't think that'd be quite official business, but...
But, I mean, can you tell him that there's, like... But don't you tell him there's like a breaking and entering at Jamie's house?
That just happened.
Well, we can actually make that happen. We'll just send Ben over there and we'll have him break into the window. Yeah.
Intern Benjamin needs some, some street cred anyway.
Well, just call 911 and ask for him.
All right. Well, Timothy, can we do this? Because it's not going to conclude right now. So I guess what we'll do is we'll keep trying to get in touch with him. And then, Jamie, when we do, either our next show that we're all here together, we'll get you guys on the air together, or maybe it happens over the next 15 minutes. Who knows?
Perfect. I'm good either way.
All right. Timothy, at this point, you're calling him?
Yes.
She's trying to.
I believe one of your people are going to email me.
Great.
I think we just, when Timothy reaches him, I think because we're going to be gone for a week, I think he just puts Jamie in touch with the two of them, and then we talk to him on Monday. They've got their first child on the way.
You think it's going to happen?
That would make my mom really happy.
All right, Timothy, I'll let you go, and I'll have either Sean or Lyndall, somebody call you off the air, and we'll figure this all out, and we'll get them together.
All right, sounds good to me.
All right, thank you very much.
One thing that we didn't mention this time around that we found out last time is Timothy told us that this guy is not married.
He's not married, yeah. Right.
So we did find out he was single, so we'll see if he's interested in meeting his
If he has a girlfriend, she's really mad right now.
Well, I mean, they didn't do anything wrong. I mean, this is just the way you perceived it.
We're just looking for him.
Like, he might have just been, that's just the sexy way that he controls traffic on Piedmont and Lenox.
I'm sure he gets honked all the time. He's really good looking.
Maybe you could go to, like, Park and Phipps Plaza and lower one of your tires really low. And then when you get to the intersection, just stop and go, oh, dear, oh, no, I've got a flat tire. Who can help me? Help me! Help me!
Officer Planters! Officer Planters!
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is for the Bird Show parenting community. Help me out with something here just for a second, because I'm not exactly sure where to go with it. And Stacy and I don't see it eye to eye. You know how like sometimes you're walking around a mall, you're in a restaurant or something, and there's a kid that is dressed in a costume, and it's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like for girls, it's like generally a princess
costume.
But
not in October, like random times.
Yeah, random times. I mean, kids go through these phases, I guess, when they're like 3, 4, 5 years old or whatever. Where they're just, you can't get them out of their costume. It's the cutest
it's
thing
cute.
To see, right?
Yes, yeah, it's so cute.
Little 4-year-old Superman.
I saw Spidey at I forgot where I was shopping the other day, but little Spidey jumped out of the van with his mom.
It's so
awesome.
Cute, man.
Little princesses in the Disney store. It's fun.
Do you wish you can get away with that as an adult?
Yes.
Just dress up the same costume every single day.
That's why I go on vacation so far away from everyone I know. Yeah. I just like to walk around. I walked around all of Montreal dressed like Spider-Man.
Well, some of these kids, mine included, they get into this routine where you can't get them out of their costume. I mean, it is like every day for weeks, if not months, you know? And Hayden's is Peter Pan.
Okay.
Aww.
Loves his Peter Pan costume.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't come up to him and say, oh, that is the cutest Robin Hood costume I've ever seen. Nothing will piss off a 5-year-old. Like, confusing.
What's he say?
Robin Hood for Peter Pan. He'll say, I'm Peter Pan.
Can you bring him in here dressed up so I can call him Robin Hood?
No, you're not going to taunt my child. No. The funny thing is, the only difference in the costumes is the color of the hat. But to him, there's a world of difference. I'm Peter Pan. I'm not Robin Hood. But here's my question. And the phase is cute and all. It's really cute. And we've been doing it for a while now.
Well, Hayden's 17.
He's on the cusp of 6 now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to happen on September 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And for... I know this is going to sound irrational to you guys, but to me, 6 is a world of difference from 5. Like, at 5... costume every day feels acceptable to me. At 6, I'm getting a little nervous. Like, people are going to start making fun of him and stuff if he wears it every single day. And maybe I'm totally, totally in left field here, but is there a certain time limit where you have to say to your kid, like, okay, you got to take the costume off now?
Now, let me ask you a question. Is he, because he's in that window, like, with a fall birthday?
So September 26th.
Right. So is he kindergarten or first grade this year?
He's kindergarten.
Then I think he's fine. Because I don't think you can do it because you're worried about his peers making fun of him.
Right.
So kindergarten, I think, is okay.
But how about when we're outside of the...
And
he's not wearing it to school.
Doesn't matter because I think he's still a kindergartner. But see, I don't know because I don't have kids. So I don't know. I just, in my mind, I understand what you're saying. But to me, it's not the number six. It's like a first grader. Like, okay, now you're in big boy all day school. Like
first grade homework. Sounds a lot more mature to you than kindergarten.
You know, mommies aren't coming in passing snacks on the kid's birthday and stuff. Like, that's kindergarten nonsense. You know what I mean? You can drink. You can have sex. You're in first grade now. Right? So, like, that's a whole different, you know, the kids are standing out in front of the school smoking.
Sure. Kindergarten, that's unacceptable.
Right.
404-741-Q100. And Stacy's take on it is, and I wish I really adopted her philosophy on more, like, kids are kids, man. When he's out of the phase, he'll be out of the phase. Let him be a kid for as long as he wants to be a kid.
So that's what I thought. Like, well, I don't understand the huge difference between five and six. And again, I'm not a mother, so I don't know, but I don't see that as being this huge transition.
Are you looking
still
at
in kindergarten?
Are you looking at September 25th or whatever his birthday is like a milestone where you can sit him down and go, Hayden?
I hadn't even thought about it yet.
Oh, really?
I hadn't thought about the talk because it just sounds ridiculous to me. To have to sit down your kid and say, look, you're too old to wear the costume now. Like, there's something like that's so pure about him wanting to wear that every day. Like, I don't want to have to sit him down and go, look, this is how the world works. You can't wear costumes at 9 years old.
You're going to tell a 5-year-old how the world works.
Here's what you need to do. What time does he get home every day? Is he full day of school?
3 o'clock now, yeah.
All right. So here's what you need to do. About 2:30 today, you need to dress like a pirate.
He'd love that.
And you just
He'd
be home.
He'd love it.
And but you have to go out in public and you have to let people make fun of you. You have to go out with Dolvet. Dressed like a pirate.
The thing is, nobody would make fun of me if I was with my kid in a pirate costume. Everybody would think I'd be dad of the year.
Just so you know, I would make fun of you if I saw you wearing a pirate costume. I don't care if your kid's around or not.
I wouldn't. In front of your face.
Right.
He makes fun of your dad.
But you'd immediately text and go, dude, I just ran into Bert.
Jeff, get your camera.
At BP, and he's dressed like a pirate. Seriously.
Just so you guys know that in the confines of my own home at 7:30 every night, I am dressed up as Captain Hook, and we are dueling every night.
Which is fine.
Good morning, Lisa. You're on Q100.
He's fine as long as he's still in kindergarten, because my son has a September birthday, too, and he went through that. And first grade's a whole nother ball game, but he's still fine.
So let's say your kid in the first grade is still wearing his costume or her costume. Then what does that conversation sound like?
I don't know. He stopped, so I would have just probably never sent him to school.
Maybe
screw the education.
I never had to talk because he got out of that because his was Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And but they'll wear the same one for 6 straight months.
Can't you just get involved in, like, you know, like the end of the night, you're doing some laundry and you accidentally pour an entire gallon of bleach in the tank that has the.
Can't be upset.
Hey, Lynn, you're on a Q&A.
Fine, just let him be his little person that he's being.
So if he wants to stay in costume?
If he wants to wear costumes every single day, let him wear a costume every single day.
Okay.
See, instead of pouring bleach or, you know, having a talk, couldn't you in first grade tell him, look, if you're a superhero, you know, you have to keep your identity secret at school or something? I mean, tell a good story. And then like, oh, you're right, Dad. And then they just wear the regular clothes out in public.
What if you do this? What if I got a low-power BB gun? And every time I see him in public, you tell me where he's going, and I just shoot him.
Do you still have a BB gun?
What if I get a high-powered shotgun and do that to you?
If I'm dressed like Peter Pan, please do. But, like, and every time, so he just, not enough to break the skin, but so it really hurts and stings. And then you just say, sometimes the universe shoots people who dress like Peter Pan.
What's wrong with you?
But again, it's a more creative story than the bleach and the water.
Right.
What the hell is the matter with you?
You never tell him it's me. But then you don't have to take the responsibility of explaining to him it's wrong. He just realizes Peter Pan equals ow.
Thank you for making me feel better about being a parent.
Do you want me to watch him for a couple days?
Not even a minute.
Why doesn't he stay with me for the weekend and we'll see if we can break him in that habit?
According to Jeff, if you roll up a paper and knock him on the nose with it, then he'll know.
Just rub his face in the Peter Pan costume.
No, that is a no, sir.
That is a no, please.
The Bert Show.
I learned something at the lake this weekend with my girlfriends, and that is that women do not know how to relax. I really don't think that we make it a priority to chill out and relax nearly as much as men do, because I think they've just got the ability to sort of like lie amongst filth or whatever it is they have to do to in order to like really schedule that relaxation time. It will not bother a guy that you know, the living room's trashed or the laundry's not done or there's disgusting dishes in the kitchen, whatever, they'll still be able to lay there and sit still and actually, like, have some relaxation time. Or maybe guys schedule it with, like, watching sports or whatever it is. But I really don't think that women know how to relax. And I say that because I was with four of my best friends and we went to the lake over the weekend to one of my friend's lake houses in Lake Jackson. And we literally had nothing to do. Two of the women in the group are moms, so they always have a kid up at 7 o'clock in the morning who needs something. You know, one of them has two children, so she is just always in that mode. Like, and she literally said, I'm having a difficult time relaxing because I just don't know what to do with myself, you know? And I think it's a real shame that we don't schedule that time for ourselves or force ourselves to do it, but it always seems like there's something else to do. And it was so funny because we literally had to sit her down on the couch and put a blanket on top of her and say, you are not getting out of your PJs. You are sitting on the, we're watching a movie, because that will at least be an activity where you are not allowed to do anything, clean anything, tidy up anywhere, cook anything. I mean, you name it. You're not allowed to do anything but actually sit here for 2 hours and watch this movie.
I think dudes, for the most part, have like this this gear of being able to, we can put things off. Like if it doesn't get done today, it'll get done tomorrow. So tonight I can watch a game.
It's like, whatever.
Tomorrow I'll get it done. And then tomorrow when there's another game on, Wednesday's cool, Thursday's cool, and then y'all pick up after us. And that's what'll stress y'all out.
See, I don't even think that's it, because I don't, if it's something, if I have something that I need to do and I'm putting it off, it'll stress me out. But I just think there's different, I know, I've had this discussion with Jessica before, I don't compute things as in the kitchen needs to be cleaned up. Like, I'm like, yeah, the kitchen's messy, but when I get up to cook dinner, then I'll clean it up. So it's not like I'm putting it off. It's just that, yes, the kitchen is messy, but it doesn't have to be clean right now. Like, it has to be
clean. And I guess for women, it's like it has to be clean before anything else can be
right, for like
accomplished.
For laundry, for example.
Right.
Like, I know, like, we have two different ways of doing laundry in the house. Jessica does laundry on Tuesday. She has all the laundry in the house, whatever has to be done. Like, that's the day and everything. Like, the bag goes to the dry cleaner, towels, sheets,
everything.
Her clothes, my clothes, everything washed on Tuesday. Whereas my mode of laundry is, crap, I need those jeans and they're dirty.
Right.
Throw them in, wash them, dry them, take them out. Usually leave them on the couch.
If you decide not to actually take them out of the hamper and wear them wrinkled.
Right.
Just fluff them up in the dryer with a little dryer sheet.
I've done that too many times.
It's a different, it's what causes fights, I think, between most couples.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just not a process that, it's just not the way the guys think. Like, I'll walk by the dog dish and there won't be any, like, water or food in there or something. And then Jessica will come in and go, oh, my God, didn't you see the dog doesn't have any water? Like, no, I didn't even look at it, knowing that when Sasha needs food or water, she'll come in the living room and sit and stare at me and bark. And then I'll go, what do you need?
Stacey will put things on the stairs for me to take upstairs. I can't get around them without making some kind of jimmy or skip up the stairs to get around them. And it still won't register to me to bring them upstairs.
I put stuff on the stairs for me to bring up, and I still don't do it. I mean, my thing is,
I don't think it has everything to do with housework. I just think that women, we think, our brains are processed differently than guys. I mean, I do think, and I'm not saying this insultingly, I just think guys are more simple than women are in the way they think.
We take pride in that. Are you kidding me? You're not insulting us. It's a great compliment.
I'll get emails, the man-hating emails, and I'm not a man-hater. I just do think that men think more simply than women do.
Sure.
So we are processing something all the time. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the to-do list and what housework needs to be done, because not all women are good at housework. Hello. But I think that it's just anything. Anything that's on your mind, if your emotions don't feel right, then you're analyzing, well, why don't my emotions feel right? Why don't I feel good today? I mean, everything is a multi-layer process, you know, in our brains. And I think that's why it's hard to relax, because it is rare for a woman to sit and not think. Like, just,
or just
to
sit and not
just
do
watch a
anything.
Game or just watch it. Like,
just watch a movie.
If Florida
just
State
chill.
Or Tennessee are playing, you guys just can't.
I can
just get into the game.
You always feel like you're missing something, too. Like, when you sit down and relax, you're like, what am I missing? What could I be doing? Do I need to be sitting here? I'm missing out on something else by sitting here and taking time for me. Like, you're missing the fun. You're missing the social, like, life. You're missing everything by sitting and not doing anything.
You know what? And I think that you touched on a good part there. It's like, you think you could be doing something for someone else other than just yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I could be working more. I could be responding to listener email. I could be sending Bert some more ideas. I could be doing this for my family. I could be, you know, oh, I took pictures last week. I should upload them to, you know, Shutterfly so I can share them with my friend. It's always putting everybody else first instead of yourself.
I gotta send somebody a ninja on Facebook.
I haven't poked anybody all day today.
You know, like, you know, I think that's key because I think in order to relax, you have to stop putting everyone else in your life first. And I think especially for moms of young children, I think that they just get into that mode and it's just nearly impossible for them to chill out.
When we go on vacation, it will take Stacy 3 days to relax. I mean, if we're on a five-day vacation, that gives her 2 days to relax. And as soon as she finally lets the guard down... time to go back, take care of the kids.
Well, there is a reason spas are so successful. Yes. That is the one way that women force themselves to go in there, get in a robe, get in a room. That is the only way that a woman can relax is to escape like that.
Get it? The Bert Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.